This morning we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. Did you ever entertain the idea of becoming a saint? Of course you didn't. In our minds, we picture those two dominant models for sainthood: saints dying a gruesome, violent death, or saints living a pious, joyless life. We don't feel like we can live like those people. And if we're honest, we really don't want to. And besides, it wouldn't accomplish Jesus' hope for us, which is that we might have life and have it abundantly. Besides, saints are out of touch with what our real lives are like. What does Saint Anselm know about paying the mortgage on time? What does the mystical, lofty poetry of Saint John of the Cross, what does it do for us when we break down on the expressway, or when we go through a divorce, or when we're diagnosed with cancer? The saints don't know what real life is like. And so, we don't have to listen to the prophetic messages that their lives speak to us. Or so we think. This is what we tell ourselves to keep us safely distant from sainthood. But the original term, saints, particularly used by Paul, it meant to include all the faithful that gather to worship God. And that's us. Today is not just about those heroes in the faith. It's not just about our own beloved departed who have gone before us. This is not some saints' day. This is All Saints' Day. And as the hymn we will sing as we process out says, "For the saints of God are folk like me, and I mean to be one too." Did you ever think about the commitment you were making when you sang those cheerful little ditties each November? Our job today is to take away some of the haloed awe that we place around saints and to ask ourselves, if we're all saints, what does that mean for us? If it doesn't mean heroic glory or unhappy perfection, then what should we do? How should we live our lives? In today's gospel, Jesus helps us with the answer. That's why he took his disciples up the mountain, to a place that reaches up towards heaven. It was his invitation to life in the kingdom for his disciples. Going up the mountain is more than just a physically geographical one, but it's more of a personal inner movement. Jesus was attempting to raise the disciples' perspective, trying to give them a different view, offer them a larger vision of life. He took them to a new level of being. We know that the saints were everyday human beings, just like us. And we can be sure that they made the same mistakes and had the same frailties as us. And yet something within them led them to do great things for the gospel, to live and to sometimes die with incredible courage and boldness. How did they do that? If we are all saints, then we are all called to live as though our lives and our memories will be important 100 years. 1,000 years from now. How can we live so that our legacy gives strength to the generations of the faithful that are going to come after us? What those saints had was an unshakable commitment to follow Jesus, no matter where that took them. And we have an incredibly vivid portrait of where following Jesus takes us in our gospel lesson from Matthew today. Picture being a disciple standing around on this mountainside as Jesus looks at them and says to them, "Blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who are hungry and who weep, who are merciful and pure of heart, who are excluded and reviled and persecuted. You are blessed. You are beloved." Jesus speaks to them from the heart of frail, suffering, flawed humanity. And he calls his saints to follow him there. That was the special charisma of the great saints. They weren't spiritual athletes. They weren't accumulating an ever-escalating number of holiness points. They knew their own weaknesses. And combined with the desperate need of the world, they created the very conditions for God to work miracles. And they gave themselves to this process wholeheartedly. They followed Jesus, and through them, he changes the world. That is who the saints of every age are, and it is who we are to become. The saints are not God's little overachievers. They are ordinary people who allowed themselves to be occupied by the life of Christ and his values. This morning, take this truth into your heart and know that today, All Saints' Day, is for you. Amen.